Now, Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. This is, like I said, a famous Mishnah in the annals of the Anthosemites. But anyways, it is what it is. The Pasuk says that when it talks about compensation for Mr. A's cow goring Mr. B, it says Mr. A will pay. It refers to that relationship between A's cow goring B's cow as Shoreehu. B's cow was the cow of A's Reya, is like his neighbor, let's call his neighbor. Reya means fellow Jew. That's what it means. Reya means fellow Jew. So, that being the case, anyone who's not got a din of a Reya, like a fellow Jew, neighbor, then they'll be exempt from the Pasuk. So that will have two applications here. The first application is by Hekdesh. In other words, if your cow goes and attacks the Beis HaMikdash's cow, that's not nice. And you think, oh, it's the temple, you sure have to pay. But no, the Pasuk says, Shor Re'ehu, which means your friend's cow, not the Beis HaMikdash's cow, and therefore you'll be Pater. And the same goes all the way around. If you're not the Beis HaMikdash's Re'a, you're not, it's, you know, neighbor. Neighbor's a bad, you know, Vef L'Recha Kamocha, love your neighbors yourself. It means neighbor in that, like your brother, so to speak. So, you're not, it's, what's the word I want? There's a word like by, what do they call, like in communist Russia, like, you know, we're all
comrades,
something like that. Yeah, that's a better word. That's a closer word. Like, you're not comrades. Sounds funny, but that's a better translation, I guess. Like, your comrade, every Jew is your comrade, if you will, but you're not the Beis HaMikdash's comrade. It's not your comrade. You're not on the same footing. And therefore, if the Beis HaMikdash's cow gores your cow, you're not chayv. So, inside the Mishnah says, Shor Shel Yisrael, a regular Jew's cow, Shnogach Shor Shel Hekdesh, it goes and attacks the Beis HaMikdash's cow. Or Vishal Hekdesh Nagach the Shor Shel Yisrael, or the Beis HaMikdash's cow attacks you, since the Pasuk says you're Pater, in either case, there's no obligation to pay Shneimar, because the Pasuk says Shor Re'ehu, your comrade's cow, and you are not the Beis HaMikdash's comrade, and it's not your comrade, therefore no payment to be made. Now, similarly, if a Shor Shel Yisrael Shnagach the Shor Shel Nachri, if a Jew's cow attacks a non-Jew's cow, so the non-Jew is not called his. Nachri means literally like the opposite of comrade, like other. Like the non-Jew is not your, I don't know.
Comrade.
He's like something else. So that being the case, he's not Re'ehu, so therefore he's Pater. There's a Pater, the Jew doesn't pay the non-Jew. Although the Mefarshim don't bring it down, it is, out in Sekhla Talmudis, who pointed me to have a Kamala Merches, it's based on the meal, it's Re'ehu. The non-Jew is not called Re'ehu, so it doesn't have that protection. Vishal Nachri, however, if a non-Jewish person's cow attacks a Jewish person's cow, Shnagach L'Shor Shel Yisrael, and I guess, we're talking about a case, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, where the Jewish victim will be able to take the non-Jew to local Beis Din. It's not Nogea what goes on in Timbuktu, because in Timbuktu they're run by Sharia law, and they're not asking the Jews their opinion. Here the Beis Din is presiding. So then, Bein Tam, Bein Mu'ud, it wouldn't matter if the non-Jew's cow is a Tam or a Mu'ud, and Mishal Nezik Shalom, it's always a full Nezik payment. So now, what's the rationale why? So, the Gemara brings a Pasuk from Chabakuk that basically the non-Jews don't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, Bein Noach, therefore they lost all financial protections, they have no rights, and therefore they have to pay full damages. There's no reason to be protecting them and paying less than full damages. They pay full. The Rambam gives a different kind of rationale, which is a little... Oh yeah, the Rambam says that it's knas, it's a penalty to them. In other words, I think his approach is more like fundamental. More fundamental issue is, as a general rule, the Torah is never legislating to or really even about non-Jews. The Torah is talking to Jewish people. It's not dealing with non-Jews. It's just not talking to them or about them. Unless we're talking about them being in our land or following their ways or their place of idolatry stuff that we have to get rid of. It's not discussing them. So the Torah wouldn't be legislating at all what Jews, non-Jews should do in terms of repayment, whatever it is. But that being notwithstanding, the Rambam says, there's still it poses a kanas, you know, a penalty, because otherwise, if we would just say, okay, the Torah doesn't have any opinion about what your cows do, then they won't watch their cows, which they'll let their property cause damage. So to ensure they behave themselves in our land, we say, listen, you're responsible for your actions, but it would be like then a kanas, midir abanan. Famously, the Meiri says, this is only talking about non-Jews who are not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, therefore, like, Chabukuk Pasuk, they're forfeited their rights. But if they would be keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, so then they would be protected, and they wouldn't pay. That's the Meiri. Okay. Anyways, that's the Mishnah.